adjust your negotiation style, but you got to have the skills. Otherwise, people are negotiating with you and you don't even know, but everybody is.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. For our Minnesota edition, we love these because 10 minutes or less, we are jumping into a topic. And I love today's topic. We are going to be talking about negotiation. I love this topic because I have so much to learn. Right, Andressa?
Oh my God. You love and you hate it at the same time, right, Liz?
Exactly.
It's a lovely hate situation. But we're going to break down what is current, what and how you should be thinking about when negotiating in today's market. Before we get into this dissection, is that even a word? I don't know.
Totally.
I'm going to be dissecting things. So that's what I mean. Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
All right, Liz, negotiation. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with like a bang, right? It's a statement that I truly believe. You don't get what it's fair. You get what you negotiate. So if you're not using negotiation in any aspect because you feel bad, because you're not good, or because you don't have the skill set, whatever that excuse is, you are getting exactly that. Means nothing. You're not negotiating, so you're not getting it. So today, we're going to talk about going beyond negotiating pricing. We're going to talk about negotiating terms. And I think that people forget about it, Liz. They say, oh, this property here does not make sense financially. Okay, but if the terms make sense, would that change the deal? In many cases, for me, it did change the deal. And many times, I think we assume that the seller needs to sell within 30 and 60 days, and they might not. They might need 90 days. Okay, great. It's even better. My last deal, the person needed, I think it was 75 days, if I'm not mistaken. I was like, great, because I need that too.
That's great.
Actually, she was like, I actually need more time. I can't move in 30 days. The kids, you know, especially when it's a state sale, right? There's a lot for the kids that are owning the house. They need to declutter. They need to go through things. So they might need more time. So be aware of that and throw that in the bucket. So think about real estate as food, right?
Ooh, tell me more. I love it.
It's very simple, right? When people want fast, a food that they can get it fast and not too expensive, the quality is not that great, right? Same thing with real estate. If I'm paying a prime, I want better terms. And if I want better terms, I may be paying prime price. Absolutely, for all of you, before you start sending me hate emails or anything on social media, I get it. Depending on the market you're in, depending on what's going on with the economy, you don't have the upper hand. All what I'm saying is that try those things. So let's start breaking down, right? I mentioned time. Always negotiate time on your favor or of course in your favor, but short period. Do you need to close it quickly? Actually, because of tax purpose, you name it, right? Capital gains, 1031 exchange, or do you need to close farther because you still need to secure the financing because you're going to be traveling overseas with your family and you don't have the time to do it because you don't have the team member that just quit or you fire it and you need somebody else. There's several things, but don't underestimate timing. And don't assume that, you know, everybody wants and needs to close in 30, 60 days. So that's that, right? The other thing, you heard about this before, closing costs, right? So we have two like routes over here to go. Closing costs when you are negotiating the seller to pay it in case you're buying it or vice versa, right? When we are selling our property. You can negotiate that as well. But also the closing costs when it comes down to title company, the lenders, many people don't believe or don't think that that is possible to negotiate those things. And really, like, I want to know, break down, what are those admin fees that you're charging me here? What does it really mean, right? So there's a lot that you can take a look and others are just standard. Another one about timing, though, is when the person, the seller, needs a little bit more time, but you don't. You want to close quickly, and they want to close later. So a solution for that is the rent-back agreement. Basically, you get the property under contract and rent back to them. So the period that they need, they're going to be paying you rent. So you solve the problem right there, right? And because you're doing a great job on allowing that to happen, you charge premium. You don't need to charge. It's all negotiable, right? Because it's a short period of time. It's not a long-term renter there. So it's a short or mid-term rent, which everybody pays premium for that. Always calculate how much would they have to pay in an Airbnb if they were to move there. So you don't feel bad about charging the premium to them.
Good insight.
Right? Just that. Repairs and warranties. If you are buying, you know, turnkey, for example, you want to have warranty for the builder. You definitely want to make sure all the permits were closed, right? So the warranty, it's something that is a value, right? Depending on the type of warranty, is also a value that you can put it there. Inclusions. There's a funny story about inclusions, right? Don't assume that the appliances come with the property. Add that. Make sure that if you want the solar panel, if you want that, you know, old school car that's sitting on the garage, everything is negotiable. But there's a story of a friend of ours. She bought it's a hotel in Center City. And I remember they were so excited about it when they walked through because there was a piano there, a very expensive piano. It was covering dust and just like on the corner. Every time I think about dust, my nose kind of like itches for some reason, but it was there. And they were like, this is going to be a great addition to the hotel, but also, you know, a good asset to have. And let's just all pretend, right, that nobody saw the piano, right? But when they closed and they went there, piano was not there. The freaky piano was not there. They were so disappointed, right? So other people knew that the piano was valuable. But keep in mind, add things to the, you know, to the table, and you never know.
Love that.
It can happen.
There's a few things coming up for me too, in that so often we think we have to be these, like, we have to go into like this deal and negotiate hard terms. I think the biggest thing, if you're listening to this, if you don't identify with, like, you know, someone who can be a master negotiator, start small. It's a muscle, you know, so maybe it means that you're going to, you know, ask something at the restaurant if your food is cold, or you're just speaking up. I think that's a muscle. I think that's a prerequisite for being effective in negotiating, and it can give you that confidence, right? And again, I'm just speaking of like baby steps, but, you know, use the it's a muscle. You got to use it before like this fourplex comes on your plate. And you're like, I got to take on Jess's suggestions, which I think are phenomenal. Start practicing now before the fourplex comes, in simple ways at the supermarket. My eggs broke. Let me go get another 12 pack. I'm not paying for it again. I mean, I do that all the time, you know, or whatever the issue is. I just wanted to say that it's a muscle, and I want everyone to hear that. It starts 100%. With baby steps.
And even with the contractors, right? Contractors, vendors, every time that you are building in bulk, I'm not paying three times the value of those windows or the doors. I'm not paying as if it is three. I want a big discount because I'm buying bulk. That is something that I've learned. I work with a commercial broker here in Philadelphia. His name is Jim Campanella. Hey, Jim, shout out to you. You're probably in Florida right now enjoying the sun of Florida. If you're not, I remember Jim in several negotiations, and he does it so beautifully and so in a way that works, right? But when I am observing him on the phone with people, he has fun. It's just part of it, right? So he is a master. When somebody's negotiating and they give a price, I know that that's good price because we already knew the bottom line, right? So I was like, okay, this is over. Let's go. You know what he said? He always said to the person, you know, John, we are moving to the right direction here. Do me a favor, buddy. You know, how about the discount for family and friends? Where's that? Come on. You know, sharpen your pencil. He does not press the person to give it to them right there.
Love that.
Come on. Sharpen your pencil. Go get a coffee. Get back to me later on. See what the best you can do. And then he quiets. He's like, shup. And he's like, oh, Jim, you're killing me, man. All right, let me see what I can do. And they always come back with something. Always. And I was like, Jim, damn it. Like, that was great. Like, they always come back with something. And one thing, a bonus for all of you, that I also learned from him is that when you put an offer out there, when you're saying, okay, this is how much I'm going to pay for this property, and they come back to you and say, no, that number does not work. He always said to me, don't negotiate against yourself. Meaning, if I put an offer of $500,000 out there and they say, well, that number does not work, I don't want to go and say, okay, so does $650,000 work? No, I want them to counter. So if I am on this side, I'm going to ask them to counter. If I am on the other side, I'm not going to counter, and I'm going to ask for the best offer. So depending on where you are, you got to learn what tools you're using, and you got to understand what tools the other person is using. So you're like, okay, so that's the dance that we're playing here. That's the dance. You care about the terms, not the price, or that's the dance here. Oh, you're dancing the meet in the middle negotiation, right? All right, we are going to end it up on the middle over here. So let me play that very well. So if you say 20, I am on 10, we're going to meet in the middle. We already knew before we started that it's going to be 15, right? So I need to plan ahead like chess. Think ahead about the other movement of the person, the movement that I am making and the other person's movement. So you're dancing the right dance, and you get what you negotiate, not what is fair.
I love that. That is a takeaway.
Oof. I need to bring some water here. But keep in mind, adjust your negotiation style, but you got to have the skills. Otherwise, people are negotiating with you and you don't even know. You think, oh, they're friendly or they're, right? But everybody is. So please take some notes. Let us know what you think. If you have any questions, go to our Facebook group community and let us know how we can help you even more. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share it with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.